This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden talking about his efforts to lower health care and energy costs at a stop in Westby today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says the results speak for themselves.
We in Wisconsin have had some of the lowest unemployment rates that we've ever had, with the most people working.
The president is hearing from people in Blue Wall battleground states this week about how they've benefited from the administration's Investing in America agenda. The Better Business Bureau is warning about bad actors impersonating political campaigns, polls, and nonprofits pressuring you for personal information.
If you do fall victim to a scam and end up giving them money or information, you can contact the FTC or the Attorney General's office. Those can be great resources to do something about it.
Meredith Radford says legitimate campaigns and pollsters won't ask for Social Security numbers or bank account information. Conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons are improving. A new report shows Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are meeting most court-ordered improvements. Those include fewer restraints and no more strip searches. The state plans to close both lockups and build a new youth prison in Milwaukee by 2026. There's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state senate. Milwaukee County leaders are considering ways to save an iconic Wisconsin landmark that needs a lot of TLC. A group called Friends of the Mitchell Park Domes is proposing a six-year rehabilitation project in two stages. The work would cost more than $100 million. The group wants Milwaukee County taxpayers to pay $30 million of that. Friday night's Packer game can only be seen on NBC's Peacock streaming app for the most part. That is, if you don't live in Green Bay or Milwaukee, where you can watch it on your local NBC affiliate. The Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. His name was Austin Scott Raisby. It happened at around 12:15 near 13th Avenue and 69th Street. Kenosha police quickly showed up along with investigators from the Union Pacific Railroad. There were about 20 people on the southbound Metra train to Chicago at the time of the incident. We're still trying to learn more. The Racine County water war looks to be over. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. It likely ends months of tension between the two municipalities. The decision clears the way for increased water flow to support Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment in Racine County. And the council is again down another member. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, says she's stepping aside. She was first elected in April. The rep for the western part of the city told Alders she was leaving to advance her career in the Air National Guard. The council will either appoint someone to fill the term or hold a special election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with. So they got a lot of star power over there. They've added more players this offseason.
Quarterback Jordan Love is entering his second season as a starter and is excited for the opportunity to open the year in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen the NFL game, might be the first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like I said, first one. So it'll be very exciting.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. Both St. Louis and the Chicago Cubs gained a game on the Brewers in the NL Central standings, where Milwaukee leads by 9 games. The Brewers are off today before playing a 3-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A movie about former President Donald Trump called The Apprentice will see the light of day and be released in October, despite threats and legal challenges by the former president's campaign to squash the film. Producer Dan Beckerman recently sat down with Deadline.com and said the film was well-received at the Cannes Film Festival and that the former president's campaign did not react well to news that there was a controversial sexual assault scene involving Trump and his first wife, Ivana. The producer said the main financer pulled out of the project due to Trump's threats, forcing the production to start a crowdfunding campaign to complete financing. Looking for a good flick? Check out The Spectacular Now, starring Miles Teller, Brie Larson, and Shailene Woodley. The film was released in 2013 and tells the story of Teller's character, a high school senior who loves a party but changes his perspective on life after meeting Woodley's character. Teller's charisma is fun to watch, and the story has comedy, drama, and some feel-good moments. The Spectacular Now can be streamed on Max. Things are getting pretty steamy between Kristen Cavallari and her new boyfriend. Usually for that kind of information, you need to be an inside source. But in this case, the mom of three told everybody on her Let's Be Honest podcast that having sex with her 24-year-old boyfriend is the best she's ever had. Sorry, Jay Cutler. Normally, this is the type of thing no one other than close friends would know. But thanks to the invention of the podcast, even her kids will get the 411 sooner rather than later. From great sex to the worst sex, Yahoo News reports an Agoura Hills, California man named Michael Farchi says his sex life is ruined after he was bitten in the crotch by a scorpion while sleeping at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. You thought bedbugs were bad. Farchi even shared a picture of the scorpion on his underwear, a stylish blue boxer brief. Farchi's wife says the couple's sex life has not been the same since. The good news? Their room and food comped. And I assumed he already had a star on the Walk of Fame news. Director Tim Burton received a star on the Walk of Fame. The director of Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice was surrounded by a support group, which included Danny DeVito, Winona Ryder, and Michael Keaton. Burton says the location was special because it was in front of the bookstore on Hollywood Boulevard, where he spent his childhood, oftentimes taking the bus from Burbank to roam the boulevard and dream. Cool stuff. Where would you be without info spilled on podcasts? During his Dinners on Me podcast, Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson told the story of his co-star, Eric Stone Street's love of what he thought was cheese. The cast of the show was in Paris shooting an episode for the 11th season. Ferguson said his co-star was wolfing down blocks of Parisian butter, thinking it was not only cheese, but according to Ferguson, the best cheese he's ever had. He even asked a server to keep it coming. The waiter did as asked and brought more cheese along with a stent. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 59. Tomorrow, a few lingering thunderstorms with a more fall-like high of 68. Saturday, sunny, 65 by Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.